Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday all about green juice, one of my favorite topics. You might not be drinking green juice, but I drink a ton of green juice, and it's easy. It's a wonderful way to get your nutrition in, and why don't you drink some green juice with me? Let's talk about what's important in your diet and why adding green vegetables in this form is so easy and such a wonderful way to tweak your daily regimen. So, what is green juice? Green juice is made from various vegetables, all of them green, mostly kale, broccoli, spinach, cucumbers. Sometimes people throw in beets. It doesn't actually have to be green. And it's one of the biggest health and wellness trends of the last decade. So you don't have to be fancy and have an enormous blender machine at your house or buy $15 green juices, but you can get the benefit of green juice every day, which includes improving your digestion, adding probiotics to your colon, healthier skin, weight loss, reducing your inflammation, and boosting your immunity. That's so easy, and it's just drinking a glass of something, and it tastes pretty delicious. Sometimes green juice can be bitter, but overall, adding small quantities of fruit is an easy way to sweeten the overall taste. I like to emphasize that when you're buying green juice, don't buy the things that have a ton of fruit in them. So for me personally, I'm all about just vegetables. I want a juice that has about 30 to 50 calories. And if you're having primarily vegetables, that's what you'll have. If you're getting juice that has apple juice, you know, a lot of sweeteners, orange juice added, bananas, coconut milk, that's not necessarily the best for you. That becomes more of like a delicious sweet milkshake. I want to emphasize that you should just focus on juices that just have vegetables. Add a little dash of something for sweetening if you need to, or sometimes it's really fun to add lemon and kind of give it like a vegetable juice tang, like a V8. Some of the best benefits of the vegetables you might add, let's talk about spinach. I love spinach for the skin. It's so high in vitamin A and vitamin C. It delivers this amazing dose of antioxidants to your healthy skin. It's rich in nitrates, which benefits your health and your heart. It lowers your blood pressure. And some research suggests that spinach juice has significant antacid activity. So it's great if you have acid reflux. When you're eating green vegetables and you're using a juicing method, if you strain the juice, you lose all the fiber. If you just kind of pulverize it and drink it with kind of a thickened effect, that's even better for you because the fiber actually slows down digestion. It expands in your stomach so you feel full. Staying regular is one of the most important aspects of eating vegetables. So if you're someone who can eat all these vegetables instead of drink them, that is even better for you. The fiber that goes through your GI tract pushes out excess waste. It binds to dietary fat. It gets excess hormones and estrogen byproducts excreted. So it's good if you're in the perimenopausal stages. And being regular is just a wonderful way to excrete your daily body wastes. And it flattens your tummy. The more regular you are, the less bloaty you are and the less puffy your tummy is. And you get that flat tummy effect. So instead of buying, you know, iced teas that flatten your tummy, just try veggies. Cucumbers. If we add cucumbers to our green juice, these are so low in calories, but very high in potassium, manganese, and vitamins K and C. Because it has a lot of high water content, and you eat them whole, they keep you super hydrated. And cucumber extract actually has anti-inflammatories for your skin cells. That's why we're putting it on our eyes when we're at the spa. It depuffs, it removes inflammation, it soothes and calms irritated skin. So if you're someone who's kind of prone to inflammatory problems like rosacea or inflammatory acne, adding a cucumber to your diet is so beneficial. Carrots are one of my favorites. I love a good carrot orange juice. When you're having your juices, they don't have to be green. Have a carrot orange juice. Orange juice with a sugar, there is sugar in it, but it's okay because of the high vitamin content. When you're mixing that with carrot juice, it's delicious. And very low in calories, high in vitamin A, biotin, and potassium. So this is going to be excellent for your eyes. It reduces your risk of degenerative eye disease, heart disease, and certain types of cancer, including prostate issues. So carrots, as your mom and dad told you, are so good for your health and your eyes. Eat your carrots, improve your night vision. Broccoli. Broccoli is rich in potassium, vitamins A, B, and C, and it's vitamin B6, actually. And it's filled with antioxidants, which decrease cancer growth, inflammation, and even improve your mental function, so reducing mental decline. Camphorol is one of the antioxidants, and cruciferous vegetables like broccoli, like cauliflower, have crucifers, and these are products that are going to be so beneficial to women who are in the perimenopausal phase of life, to reduce hot flashes, to improve your estrogens, and to kind of reset your system. So if you're experiencing early changes related to your periods dwindling away, remember to add cruciferous vegetables into your diet. Kale, that's been such a trendy leafy vegetable that's high in several key nutrients, including beta carotene, vitamins A, C, and K, and has been shown to improve your heart disease risk factors as well. And beets is very commonly found in green juice, and that'll certainly alter your green juice to make it beet colored or magenta color. And this is a source of manganese, potassium, folate, and nitrates, which have been shown to lower your blood pressure, improve athletic performance and brain health. And you can also eat the greens from the leafy tops of the beets. And these beet greens are super nutritious when you juice them as well. So those are some of the top ingredients of what I put in my green juice. Lately, I've also been adding wheatgrass because I know the benefits of sprouting. When you take wheatgrass seeds and sprout them, you can eat them directly when they're very young, and they keep you so satiated, and they're so good for your tummy, and they have a thousandfold the concentration of micronutrients and antioxidants than the actual greens do. So the sprout is even more nutritious. So you can pulverize and add that to your juice as well. Wheatgrass is an edible grass. It has 17 different amino acids along with iron, phosphorus, magnesium, copper, and chlorophyll. I love the idea of adding chlorophyll to our diets. Everything green that you eat is going to add some element of chlorophyll in our diet. And I'm going to do a few more podcasts all about chlorophyll and how it kind of interacts with human mitochondria and is so important for anti-aging as well. So stay tuned for that. You can add a shot of wheatgrass to anything you're doing, anything you're drinking, just drink it plain, add it to any juice. It's amazing. But be careful to not add too much green juice to your diet. You do need the bulk and fiber. Don't forget that you will elevate your blood sugar if you're adding things with bananas, apples, beets. These have lots of sugar, and you're missing your fiber and protein, so you still have to eat like a normal person. When you take these things in your diet, these are prebiotics, and these are the nutrients and foods that we are delivering to the colon to help as probiotics. So a prebiotic is the ingredient that's going to be delivered. Probiotic, it turns into that when it's in the colon, and it stimulates the bacterial health. The more green juice, the more plant-based, the more vegetables you add to your GI tract, the more you transform the bacteria that lives within you. And the more those bacteria become less of the lazy, carb, sugar-eating American diet bacteria that makes you fatter because they don't process your fats as well, and they don't metabolize as well, and they slow down your overall metabolism. These bacteria get kicked out, and they get transformed to the high energy, high metabolic, amazing processing adjuncts to your diet, and the better bacteria. So it matters what type of bacteria is living in your colon. It really does matter. And it's even been shown to improve your heart health. So this is my simple, easy way to have better health overall. I'm a lazy girl, I have to tell you. I'm not as industrious as you think. I'm a little bit lazy, but lazy people are efficient. And to be efficient, you have to be able to deliver your health fast. I don't have time all the time to sit and eat huge plates of leafy green salads. So drinking down my green juice has been an amazing glowing skin booster for me. Definitely check out our blog post on the website. We're going to leave you with some great recipes you can try. Super easy to get glowing skin. And I hope that you'll take this message and transform your life. So I hope I motivated you to get on some green juice. It's springtime. Green is everywhere outdoors, and it's time to get it in your diet, too. That's it for now, guys. Don't forget to tune in to a regular podcast every Tuesday, and my 5-Minute Fridays are amazing. You can find me on Instagram doing excellent things with people's faces at Beauty by Dr. K, and my website is beautybydrk.com. And you can add my collagen powder to anything you're drinking in the morning, including coffee, smoothies, green juice. It is an excellent way to boost your collagen peptides. This collagen powder has the critical amount of peptides that will spill over your digestive tract and into your skin. It actually tricks the skin into thinking the skin is being broken down when it sees these peptide metabolites, and the skin then turns on its regenerative abilities. And this is different and better than all the vital stuff that you see. Other collagen powders don't have this critical amount of collagen peptides. So try it. It's on the website. It's my Internal Radiance Beauty Collagen, www.beautybydrk.com. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.